Now, when you talk about Mulgrew Miller, he's one of my favorite pianists. He's an excellent producer, arranger, writer, and performer. He reminds me a lot of Duke Ellington and Dizzy Gillespie in that regard. He's played with just about everyone, from Art Blakey to Betty Carter to Benny Golson. Now, I saw him play with Golson in Grant Park back 6 years ago. He's an excellent sideman as well as a leader. And when I say leader, I'm saying that he really knows how to arrange and organize a band. When I first got into Mulgrew's work in the early 1990s, he was working with the likes of Kenny Garrett, who used to work with Miles Davis, Steve Nelson, Wallace Roney, and a list of other people. But over the last 5 years, he's arranged another group of musical geniuses like Dwayne Eubanks, Richie Goods, Kareem Riggins, and he's brought back Steve Nelson to lay down the law on vibraphones. Mulgrew's work isn't frantic or esoteric. Unlike a lot of musicians, the listener doesn't have to analyze what he's trying to say. It's just great soulful music that invites the listener to a dialogue of artists all expressing themselves. But even in listening, it provides, as it were, a soundtrack for life. Mulgrew's music allows people to do their chores, study, write, think, enjoy a glass of wine with friends. It's a great accompaniment to daily living. Take his album, The Sequel, on the Max Jazz label, for instance, and listen to track 9, Just a Notion, and you can just about imagine any relaxing setting. Now, call me pretentious, but when I hear it, I envision driving across the Kin Lake Bridge at midday in the fall with the sun out and the temperature around 60 degrees. Everybody has their interpretations of his music, but I see his work as very picturesque. I think when he's in a club setting with just a trio that his real genius comes out. About 2 years ago, I caught him at Joe Siegel's club over on West Grand and Clark in Chicago, and it was then I saw the precursor to the Live at Yoshi's albums he would later release. It's really hard to describe, but the scene was very calming. Nobody was talking, they were all listening. Even the waitresses were careful not to disturb the vibe. And when it was over, you could hear this collective gasp, not of relief or even shock, but this overwhelming feeling that we had heard something really special. If jazz lovers take the time to listen to any of Mulgrew's studio recordings, collaborations, and live work, I think they would agree.